The Pink Pig is considered a rite of passage for Atlanta children. It's a child-sized ride at the Macy's at Lenox Square that comes out during the holiday season. But the pig-shaped trains, named Priscilla and Percival, have been around for almost 60 years and started as a feature at the former Atlanta department store, Rich's. Jeff Clemens is the author of Rich's, a Southern Institution, and joins me to talk about the history of the Pink Pig. Jeff, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So Rich's is no longer around, but it has a long history in Atlanta. Here's a commercial I found from 1967, celebrating the store's 100th anniversary.
No Rich's sale is ever closed until you're satisfied. A Rich's policy for 100 happy years.
Can you explain what Rich's was for the city?
It was the cultural temple, sort of the heart of Atlanta. After the Civil War in 1867, not quite 2 years after, the store started, and it grew up right alongside the city.
And where did the idea for the Pink Pig come from? It went through several iterations before it's kind of that iconic pig ride.
Rich's never started out to create a ride that would become synonymous with Christmas and with the store. And as you indicated, there were multiple different names throughout about a three-year period. In 1959, management at Rich's wanted to figure out a way in which to make it uniquely Rich's, different than the other ones across the country. And so they had a meeting one morning, and Dudley Pope, who was in charge of the display departments, pondered out there and asked people, you know, what could we do? What could we make this uniquely Atlanta's? And someone had seen a cartoon of a pig and had said, you know, what about a pig? And believe it or not, that stuck. Rich's display department went and crafted the front face and the tail for the ride. And in 59, it prevailed as Rich's Pink Pig.
Could you paint us a picture? What was it like to ride the Pink Pig opening day, 1959, as a small child?
It was a pretty special ride. I mean, this is pre-Disney World. So this is a ride that is suspended above the toy department. You crawl into basically four or five cars that are linked together with a pig's face and a tail on the back. They lower the door around you, and you're in sort of this ride with several other kids swaying back and forth on this eye bar that hangs sort of from the ceiling. And you see the toy department below you, and you're in awe of all the things you see. And as a kid, you can see your parents, and you wave down to them. When the store eventually moved the monorail to the top of the store outside of the toy department and put it on top of the building, it was suspended from an eye bar, a metal bar from the top of the building, and went around not only the building, so you're six floors up outside in this monorail, but you're passing around the great tree that's on top of the store. And at later times, they would put reindeer and animals below you, so there'd be sort of a Santa's workshop and animals below. So it had to have been overwhelming for children. In a good way.
Through this, you must have talked to many Atlantans over the years about the Pink Pig. What types of memories do they have about the monorail, the Pink Pig itself being on the roof?
Everybody's got a story about the Pink Pig, and it's usually everything from a child being in awe, and they remember riding above the toy department or riding when it was on top of the store, seeing the downtown lights, to children talking about how they remember their parents sort of folding in on themselves, trying to fit inside the ride because it was so small. But everybody that I've talked to has loved the Pink Pig.
Every Macy's now is more or less the same. It's a department store. Why was it important for the company to keep the Pink Pig and keep putting it out as a train ride every year?
I think overall what Rich has really understood is giving back to the community and being a part of the community. And because we forget that, again, this is pre-Disney World, it's pre-internet, it's pre-computers. So a lot of people, you went to department stores because it was sort of the center of culture. It's where you could go and sort of get a view of the world. And you can imagine as a child walking into Rich's, and particularly when it was on the rooftop, and you go up to the rooftop and you're riding this Pink Pig monorail around this huge 90-foot tall tree with reindeer and all below you, it had to have been a pretty magical experience.
Jeff Clemens is the author of Rich's, a Southern Institution. Jeff, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.